This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live out here in Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp. It's Mike, Allie, and Bo. The morning shift hanging out. Please be welcomed by Arnold Ebiketie. I don't even know how to introduce you guys anymore. You play edge, you play defensive end, outside linebacker. What do you say that you play?
I'm just a football player.
You don't have any categories for it, huh? You just throw it out there in a position. Obviously, right now, kind of in, I don't know, I don't want to call them dog days. You might call them dog days, some other people, but obviously some rain today. How are you feeling so far throughout training camp? What do you feel like the process has been like so far?
Feel good. I like where the process is at. I like where we at as a defense, just trying to continue to get better out there every day. So that's just the main focus.
What do you think that you worked on throughout the offseason? Like, what would you say in particular? Is there a hand movement, foot speed, burst off the ball? What we got going on?
I think for me, the biggest thing was more so adding more arsenal to my pass rush game and like just using a different move. I think that was some of the things that I try to add to my game. So lately, it's been working so far. So just try to get better every day, kind of.
So Mike asked you about the work in the off season. I want to know about the fun stuff in the off season. What'd you do with your time off?
Travel, you know. Where did I go this offseason? I went to the Bahamas. I went to Puerto Rico. And other than that, I was just traveling within the U.S. So I like to be by the water. So anything.
Very nice.
Arnold, is another new defense for you. I think it's your third defense into three. You know, you've been in the fourth defense in, 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And you've become a pretty consistent player from what they've been asking you to do. Is there anything changed? I know you're pretty aggressive and pretty fast off the ball on Friday night.
I feel like that's the biggest thing about this defense, just getting off the ball and playing fast, which I like very much. I feel like kind of fit my skill set. So I'm excited to see what it looks like throughout this year and just continue to play fast.
All right, now there's certain publications that have your Penn State guys ranked number one this year. How, I mean, are you excited at all about seeing Penn State try to make it back to the playoff and make the college football final?
Then us, Penn State, this year we feel like it's the natty of nothing, so we're going all out.
All right, now, you know, I got to ask you, you got some young guys in here, and I know that they, you know, you're kind of an older head. Now, you said fourth year. Yeah. Are these guys coming to you? Is AK giving them anything?
You know, anytime you can help. I'm the type of guy, pretty much lead by example, but anytime you can help and give them some nuggets that being a young guy in the league, you pretty much don't see it right away. So I try my best to do so.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit more. He talked about your fourth defensive coordinator in 4 years. Y'all are minus a couple older players. A couple years ago, we talked to Calais, Grady, obviously, last year, Eddie Goldman, guys that have been in and out. I mean, who do you think it is that's kind of taking the reins defensively this year and really stepped up to be the vocal leader?
Talk about D-Lon specifically, yeah, yeah. Or the whole D-Lon.
I don't want to put anything in your mind. I mean, obviously, David Onyemata's been around a little bit.
Oh, sure.
David. I said David, kind of.
Yeah. I was like, man, I feel like this is a slam dunk. I don't want to put anything in your brain.
I definitely said, I mean, he more with the inside the alignment, but I would say whenever we get together as a whole, David, I would say you're definitely one of the big vet out there, one of the vocal leaders. I said David.
Well, let me piggyback off that as well. Leonard Floyd, obviously, in the mix. You can see out here him kind of chopping it up with Raheem Morris, him being more vocal. What is that relationship like, and what do you think he's brought to some of these meeting rooms?
Oh, yeah, Flo, I mean, that's one of the guys we locked in right away from day one. And he's been in the league for a long time, and he played with a lot of good players. So just picking some of the nuggets and some of the knowledge that he has, that he has seen throughout the leagues so far. So anytime I can do that, it helps my game as well.
We are joined by Arnold Evacady on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Since it is training camp, you're rooming with people. Who are you rooming with?
Zach Harrison, D'Angelo Malone, and Flo.
So what is the vibe in your rooming situation? Did you bring a console? Who's controlling the aux? What's going on in there?
Well, wherever I go, I got my PS5 with me. So sideways. Even if I'm going home for a couple of hours, I bring it with me. So, and for the most time, like, I talk a lot with Zach Harrison. I mean, just talk a lot of here and there. So probably after camp, a couple of hours to talk with him, then play the game for like an hour, then pretty much lay down. So.
That's Arnold Evacady, football player for the Atlanta Falcons, live out here in Flower Branch.
Appreciate Arnold Evacady stopping by yesterday. I do want to get your thoughts on him in a moment in the conversation we had with him. But if you're watching a Falcons game this season, you're like, man, I got to talk to someone about this. I have thoughts. We are here for that. Listen and call in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After each Falcons game, we have the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, is there anything from our conversation with Arnold Evacady that stood out to you two?
I feel like he might have a little edge to him this year, which I like. I think he's been a pretty consistent player. You know, he's the last 2 years, he's had six sacks. His first year was kind of a growing year, and now he's coming into year four as a second-round pick that is probably, I would say, is kind of, you pencil him in as a starter, mm-hmm. Across from Flo, as he calls him, Leonard Floyd. And, you know, it that could really work out well for him, because the one thing I'll give, you know, the one thing he's never really had is, to me, a guy that's across from him that is active and that's going to draw attention over there. Judon, you thought would do that, but never really, just came to fruition. And he clearly taught, I think you even mentioned there that he kind of worked on that, his off-the-ball speed this offseason, so... You could see it Friday night, Mike.
Yeah, and that's one of my biggest takeaways too. Is there did feel like, he's coming off the field. He's got his smoothie. There did seem to feel like there was a little bit of an edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's usually this kind of goofy, kind of lovable dude. And that just has not been the attitude I've seen from Arnold Evacady throughout training camp, really. And obviously in that conversation yesterday, it's very businesslike, and. I'm sure that some of that has to do with the fact that he is locked into a hierarchy right there at the edge position. And, it's kind of show out time for him. He needs to have a really good training camp and, kind of keep his spot in terms of that. But, like Bo said, don't forget, this is a guy who has spent a lot of time getting the quarterback the last few years. Has he gotten a double-digit sacks? No. But is he capable of that? Absolutely. And I think it's going to be a big year for him here in this contract year.
Yeah, there probably was a lot going on in his mind right now. Now, I am seeing people starting to line up for the joint practice today with the Titans. Okay, am I just off, or are we seeing a lack of people in the gym right now? Is the schedule a little bit different today,
or do
they come in later?
It is a little bit later today, so I would imagine that's probably a little bit of it, Mike, mm-hmm. but I don't know. How did you treat these?
I was going to say that was a shuttle bus that just drove by. I remember now that the schools across the way are in session, it's a little bit different than it was here, two weekends ago, because you are shuttling people in from these, satellite parking lots and things like that. So I think that has something to do with it. But I have no doubt that in the end this is going to be a loaded practice. I think people are probably weary of the weather a little bit, but
yeah.
you know, people showed up the last couple of days that it's been raining. So I think this will be a pretty good crowd today.
Well, as far as the Falcons schedule, though, the players themselves, what would the schedule be like for them on a joint practice day, Mike?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Very similar. You're probably dealing with a little more extended time. Maybe there's a lack of access to certain things you normally have. I mean, maybe the Titans are like, hey, we would love to have the weight room at a specific time. Can you guys get out of the weight room? Because you're not going to cross over in facilities, just out on the field.
Right.
So there might be limitations like that. But for the Falcons hosting, it's very similar to what it's always been. You know, you have your meeting rooms and things like that. I'm sure wherever the Titans are staying, they've got some things set up to be able to do. And maybe they're using the indoor as their locker room today. I would probably think that's the way they'll go about it. But other than that, not too much different, man. Just travel for the Titans and making sure you accommodate everybody that needs use of facilities.
Do you think there is anything that we'll be seeing in joint practices today that we haven't been seeing? Obviously, it's two different teams, but we haven't seen the Falcons working on previously.
And this is just coming from an offensive line perspective. I would be curious to see if you'll see any half-line drills today. And I mean in pass protection and in the run game. And what that means is you're utilizing two centers and you're completely splitting formations. Usually you work off of a hash mark, maybe between the numbers and hashes, and you kind of run, you know, a left side run and play with the left side of the offensive line and vice versa. And then you can also do that in pass protection where you'll see twist stunts. You'll see 2v2s. A guard and a tackle will take on a twist game, or maybe they won't twist. You know, that's something defensive linemen like to do. They like to make you think one thing and go a different direction. But we'll probably see more of that. We'll probably see more group work than we've seen in the past couple weeks. We barely saw any group work at all yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to tell you something. I want to see Simmons and Sweat against Neusel and Bergeron and Lindstrom.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. Arden Key and, Jihad Ward, going against some of our tackles. You know, that the kind of
What's
stuff.
What's our guy's name who was the UCLA rookie that we thought would be in play for us in the second round before we traded it for James Pierce? I'm drawing a blank on his name. Femi.
Oladejo?
Yes. I think they're pretty high on him. So I think that'll be a good kind of battle for him. And I was reading also on this today, Tavondre Sweat, the defense tackle you just mentioned. How about he got his tonsils taken out? They're wondering if he'll be at practice today.
Oh. Did you have yours taken out?
What a rant. Yeah, but when I was like eight.
What about you?
You know what I mean?
No, I still have my tonsils.
I do
right
too.
There.
I'm
dude. I still snore. I've had the septoplasty. I've had the whole bit, man.
All of it.
So I've had all of it, and that's still. But yeah, man, I was like, man, what a time to get your tonsils taken out.
Is he eating ice cream?
I don't know.
A thing as
crazy.
An adult?
Do you remember this name, Timmy Horn?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Falcons legend.
He's. If Sweat's not here, you'll see you might see a
Timmy Horn.
A good dose of Timmy Horn.
Yeah, it'll be
Joe Gaziano as well.
There's a lot of Allie, to go back to your question, what we'll see today, I'm looking really forward to seeing like Calvin Ridley versus AJ Terrell. And the thing is, like, where you see these days that like people are having vet days, and like this, you know, this guy's gonna take this rep off, or maybe Jesse's gonna step out and let some of the. Nah, man. We're full tilt boogie today. Everybody's going to be dressed up, and you're going to be treating it like game situations.
How about Drake and L'Jarius Sneed going at it?
There's going to be a couple.
Sign me up. Dude, I'm telling you. See, that's when I start looking at my chart, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that dude. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm in. I'm here. Well, I'm here for it.
The countdown is on for this joint practice day. People are lining up. We're getting excited out here. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we're going to give you an update on Maurice Norris, Matt Stafford, when we go in the huddle. That is next with the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.